working group worked over the summer to look at the economic impact of the possible closure of the tourism college in Killybegs. They've recommended in the report now that the tourism college should be supported financially over the next few years to allow the possibility for a number of different projects to be developed to ensure the sustainability of the college and to ensure that it can contribute to the wider area in the economic development. It's something that we in the local community have been saying for the last number of years, that the college has potential if it is supported.
The recommendation is that it's supported financially. The real question is, by whom?
Well, that is the outstanding issue, is to make sure that the money is made available. But I think it's very significant when you look at the Higher Education Authority and the Department of Education and Science were part of the working group. And as Sam is making these recommendations, so they have to put their money where their mouth is now and be in a position to financially support the college so that it can develop.
You've offered to work with the HEA, the college and others, as have other people within the local community. Are they offers that you believe will be taken up by the college authorities and by the department?
Well, I hope so. I hope that there will be. I think it's very important that the Higher Education Authority and the Department of Education and Skills keep a very close eye on developments here, because unfortunately I feel, and certainly would be feeling locally, that the management and LYIT haven't been that supportive towards Killybegs, and we've had to push very hard over the last year to make sure that we get to this stage. If LYIT had their way, the college would be on the wind down at this point and being in the process of being closed.